morning.
Now, the Bernie Show is back after what is a two-year hiatus due to all the COVID pandemic, but it's on at Agriplex Sites, which is Ridgely Highway in Ridgely. We had one before the break. How did that all go?
The 2019 show was a massive success. More than tripled patron numbers from our 2018 show at the old ground, incorporated our trade sites, rodeo, tractor pull, all that sort of jazz. And from our end, a huge success looking forward.
So you found that it was just needed a little bit of a remodel, I guess, if you like, a bit of a transformation. It was getting a little bit stale as it was.
100%, a real facelift. And our end goal was our patrons are paying to come through the gate, so we want to keep them entertained for an entire day, not just a few hours. So.
And that's really what a show is all about. And it's fair to say it's been a challenging time over the past few years for a lot of entertainment events that have had to unfortunately be postponed, or Bernie Show was no exception there. And it's been challenging times even prior to we had the break, Kyle, with shows just trying to reinvent themselves and keeping the interest there, particularly for these shows that have been going for over 100 years, and the Bernie Show now in its 101st year.
Yeah, 100%. Livestock owners, and like time's scarce for everyone now, so it had been a struggle to get livestock owners and even just people to come, you know, because like the cost of living's gone through the roof, and it's got to be a full-day entertainment, or we may as well not try, you know. That's just our thoughts behind it. But the year or two off's given us opportunity. We've got a new bus turning loop near completion, a shed that will hold our cottage craft competitions onwards and upwards.
Yeah, the cost of living, the fuel prices, interest rates increases, grocery bill, that's really has impacted on the family budget, hasn't it, as well? So I guess it's a way over the last couple of years of going back, not necessarily back to the drawing board, but certainly working out ways how we encourage families to get out and support this event for one or the 2 days.
Like, we've managed to hold our ticket price almost identical to what we did in 2019, whilst looking high and wide for new attractions and things to see and do at the event. We have sadly had to cut the rodeo just to keep our ticket price where it was.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we couldn't have sustained it.
Keeping the prices where families can certainly afford to go and enjoy it all. So, same as usual, giving producers an opportunity to showcase their products, and Sideshow Alley will be there, carnival rides, heaps of games and the fast food, and the excitement for thrill seekers. Well, this year's Bernie Show is the place to come.
We've got the tractor pullers back, the working bullock display. We've got heavy horse carriage rides, carriage drivers, and all the favourites we just mentioned. So,
because the last couple of years, we've had the Bernie Show holiday, but it's been a no-show holiday, hasn't it? So it's nice to see we'll be able to fill the calendar up with something worthwhile. So that location, we've had one before, as we mentioned. It's at Agriplex Sites. It's 329 Ridgely Highway in Romaine. It's a good venue up there.
100%. And all the information is at our website, which is www.agriplex.com.au. Tickets are on sale through there, commercial exhibit applications, livestock applications, all our patron information. It's all there. Or you can find ticket sales at BernieTickets.com.
You can still roll up on the day and get your tickets that way?
Yeah, 100%, but $2 cheaper if you pre-purchase through Bernie Tickets. So
there you
another
go.
Way to save money.
There you go. It's worthwhile. And who doesn't want to save money, Kyle, in this age, eh? So Friday the 30th of September, that's day one. Finally going to get a show with that holiday. And Saturday the 1st of October, two big days as we celebrate the 101st Bernie Show again this year. I guess you could say it's working in conjunction with AgFest, because AgFest over the last few years, now in its 40th year, has really gone from strength to strength, hasn't it?
Like, traditionally, where the spring event, AgFest, is the autumn event. So two different times a year, different audiences. We've got some things they don't have. They've got some things we don't have. So working together is definitely the way forward for the two organisations.
Exactly, Kyle. Yes, working in conjunction. And AgFest will return back to May of next year. It's only for this year, of course. Good on you, mates. Well, I'm sure it will go well. And let's hope it picks up where it left off back in 2019. And it's going to be another busy 2 days for you up at Ridgely at Agriplex Sites. Thanks very much for your time this morning to tell us all about it, Kyle Barker. And head to the website and book your tickets at BernieTickets.com. Thanks, mate.
Yeah.